We're recording on audio as well.
Yep.
No, but I'm trying to follow. What were you saying? You said thank you to who?
No. She got a cab. She got a cab for me.
You fuck people and send thank you notes?
No, she got a cab for me.
She got him an Uber.
So?
And he said thanks for getting me the Uber.
Yes.
I'm a foul dude then, I think. I think I'm the problem. That must be it. That could be it. That could very easily be it.
Wouldn't that be normal?
Hold on. I'm going to get a glass of water.
At least say thank you for getting the cab. Because I didn't pay for the cab.
Yeah. No, it was regular.
I got home and that's it. Like, thank you.
Yeah. I got home. Thank you. I'm good.
That's it.
That's fine. I don't think that is too weird to do.
Right?
Yeah, no, for me, that's kind of regular. That sounds fine. Yeah, no, at first it sounded like you were saying thank you for having
hell
sex.
To the no.
Yeah, no, that's different. That is different.
That's how you pitched it.
That's how it sounded.
I would never.
Nah.
That would be weird.
What you did was fine. What you did is fine.
The issue is that at the end of the day, the issue is that if that's not, well, we have to clarify.
Let's let Jeff tap dance
around and see how he does.
All right.
He was going to introduce it.
First, we're going to introduce the podcast. We are the Three Younger Men. I'm Jeffrey.
Duncan.
Oliver.
And
It goes in order. It goes in.
Today, we're going to talk about some shit. First of all, we stumbled upon an interesting topic before we recorded. We will rehash some stuff. But the topic basically is...
See how cryptic he keeps it.
Uh-huh. Yeah. The topic basically is, can you hook up with a friend of a friend?
Boom. I think he kept it general enough. How do you feel?
I don't feel comfortable with this.
So let's set the parameters. You have a friend, or
I have a friend. I was in a situation. Yeah. I have a friend.
You know that friend,
and my friend's friend is attractive. Okay.
Yes.
So I go home with my friend's friend. See.
Like you guys meet at a party.
Exactly.
Like you're fine. You guys are good. You are talking, enjoying yourselves, and from one thing comes another. Y'all hook up.
And now my friend is upset that I slept with our friend.
Nah, not that.
She's upset.
But let's go a step before that. Should you inform?
Jeff, if you go fuck your homie's friend, you should inform them, Jeff.
No, before or after? That's my question here.
Of course, you give him a head nod at least, Jeff.
Okay.
You have to give them some sort of a heads up, some sort of a situation.
I was thinking like, hey.
Okay, so watch this, right? So let's say I have a friend. I have a female friend. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And she has a friend, right? We just homies. But her friend is you know, she's about that, right? So I want to hook up with her. First of all, I have to do reconnaissance.
Yes.
Like, what am I going to encounter here? What am I going to deal with? Right? Maybe my friend is even going to warn me, like, look, she's my homie, but she's crazy, so...
It depends also on how good of a friend are you with that original friend.
Does that matter?
That matters a lot to me. I don't know you,
I ain't telling you shit.
Exactly. If you are like a passerby friend, like, you are invited because somebody else...
A passerby friend.
Because somebody else invited you,
Jeff,
like...
Point in terms.
Okay, no.
There's level in friendships.
Let me make it a lot more explicit, yes? If I had a friend, right? If I had a friend, female friend.
You do have a female friend.
Yes, I know. And one of you guys would do something with
I'm definitely person. Sleeping with one of your female friends.
Without informing me?
You get a head nod. You get a head nod. I told you the head nod. I told you, yeah. Hey.
If he's in the same room.
Yeah. I don't get that. What do you want? Hold on. What do you want to get?
No, but hold up.
I appreciate the head nod. That's first. No, okay.
Okay. That's fine.
Let's get that straight. Like, I appreciate the head nod, but wouldn't you have a conversation after that?
Let me tell you why I'm actually saying this.
Like a simple conversation. No, I would. Let me tell you why I'm saying this. Whatever.
Because
we're good.
The female friends that you're referring to now in my head, I also know them. Yes. I don't know that. We're not close.
Okay. It's different.
But I know them.
Yeah. Okay.
So I'm like, yo,
Yeah, yeah.
You see,
that's
yeah,
weird.
Yeah.
But okay. But if I don't know her at all, like you introduce me, then it's different.
But this is what I mean.
Then it's different.
This is what I mean with the friend level.
It's different. Then you
have the original friend, and you have the friend that you're gonna hook up with. There's friend levels. If that friend you're gonna hook up with is somebody y'all all know and y'all know well,
maybe what would happen? What's the difference? In what way would you move in the case of you know that person, or we're all friends with each other, or you don't know that woman?
If I know this female friend of yours, you're getting the head nod, like, yo.
Yeah.
And then you can head nod back, like, hey.
Ah,
exactly. Like, give me that. You can be like, I'm like, oh, good.
But
you know, if I don't know her, then maybe I have to, I don't know, man, how hot is she?
it's a simple question, but yeah.
Because, I don't know, I'm not too much with the whole Machiavellian meeting, let's discuss and...
Yeah. No, but it's not a whole discussion, it's just like, basic courtesy. Like, okay, so things transpired, okay?
After you always inform, of course.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying.
You always have to inform at some point.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
If you can before, of course, before.
Yeah, but I mean,
but
if you can...
But it's also a situation of how it moves.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, if...
Because if this just has to happen now...
Yeah.
It's really not much.
So what I'm saying is...
After always.
Listen, of course, given that it's not a complete no-go, like as in like an ex or something.
You know, that is very...
Yeah, but we're talking about like specifically just friends.
That's assumed, or at least we should... Yeah. Good that you clarified that.
For the audience, of course.
For us, it's assumed, but yeah.
Yeah. But that would be...
Yeah, but you would give... I mean, you would, I don't know. What would I want? I don't really...
You wouldn't care.
I don't know. My female friends are just kind of like...
I'm
just kind of like, do what you need to do.
But
give me a head nod.
Yeah, but okay.
Give me a, hey, yo.
The heads up.
And I'm like,
How far does that go? Like, if you guys meet without the friend there, like, if I meet your friend without you there.
Why are you meeting my friend without me there?
That's weird, by the way.
Like,
yeah.
we live in the same city, and we're going to, like,
to
a party.
Grocery store. She went to the grocery
store. Yeah, and whatever, and you.
Aisle 6.
Some shit happens. Like, what amount of heads up do you need? Like, a quick text, like, hey, I'm about to do this. Like, y'all, you think it's a good idea? Like,
Jeff is a nasty.
Like, you're weird.
No, but look at the Jeff. Look at the text Jeff is giving you.
Just on the
side. Look at the kind of text Jeff is giving you. Yo, I'm about to do this. That's what Jeff texts you when you're about to sleep with your friend. Yo, I'm about to do this. Jeff, let me tell you something right now. If you ever text me, yo, I'm about to do this in the sleep, my friend, I'm fucking you up. Don't send me, yo, I'm about to do this, and then go to sleep. That is a sick text to send somebody. That immediately makes it a no-go.
But that's my question, because the head nod is basically that. The head nod is basically...
No, it's not. The head nod is an age-old sign of recognition.
It means multiple
with
things.
With many traditions... Uh-huh.
Yes.
Behind, it's a very respectful...
I know.
It's a very respectful...
It's a very
loaded amongst men.
Yes, 100%.
It's a very respectful gesture amongst men to go, hey. Yeah. That's very important. Yes. It's not the same thing as I'm about to do this. Right. That's not what that means.
All right, then
you men can have a whole four-hour conversation with a head nod.
Yeah. Then you switched it up. What is the head nod version? What is the head nod version of the text? What would you text instead of the head nod?
You shouldn't text. Why would you text?
If you need to give the heads up in some kind of way, what would be your text?
I don't.
Or would you do a text? Would you do? What would you do?
Call them then. Like if you really need.
Holy shit! I remember this actually happened to me once.
Talk about
but
it.
But other.
Talk about it. What up?
Jesus Christ! What? But we were madness.
Go ahead.
So what happened?
Go ahead.
Is that I did go out with a girl that I met through a friend.
Okay. Yeah,
and they're
yeah.
like best friends.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Jesus Lord. And I went to...
You don't have to drop names,
she lived,
but you
no,
can.
No, 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 we're not doing that. Right. She lived in a different city.
Yeah.
And she hit me up, and I went over there to the city, and we hung out that day. She's close friends with a friend of mine. I know her because it's a friend of mine. Went there.
How close are you with your friend?
I'm pretty close.
Okay, great.
I'm decent friends. And... No, not super close, but...
Close enough.
And... We were, especially at the time, and we were on a date. We were out there, and then we went back to her place.
Mm-hmm.
And then what we did is we FaceTimed.
Seriously?
And he's talking this whole thing. I would never give a heads up.
I remember. We did. I swear to Jesus, bro. We FaceTimed it. But you see this? It was her idea.
This guy is all talk.
It was her idea, though. I'm a sick dude. I told you that already. But it was her idea. I swear to Jesus Christ.
That must be an awkward face.
And what did you tell him? What was the conversation
like? Yeah, how does that work?
We had spent like the whole day together, and then we went back to her place.
You FaceTimed after, right?
No, before. We just came in, as soon as it was her idea. And as soon as we went into the apartment, she said like, oh yeah, hey, we should fucking tell thing that we're hanging out and that it's fun and da-da-da. And then they had to talk about this. I know they did.
That's why.
And then she FaceTimed and was like, hey, I'm with such and such. We're hanging out. How are you? Oh, good. And I'm like, yo, how are you doing? Cool. And then, you know, that was sort of the signal. Yo, we're going to fuck now.
So that was the heads up.
That makes sense.
Yeah, you don't really say that, but it's sort of like, hey, we're hanging out and we're having a great time. Yeah. And he's like, oh, yeah, good for you. And we're like, yay.
Yeah.
Which in code, the code, it was code for we're gonna have sex now.
But he understood though. This is interesting. Did you have a conversation after? Like ever about the situation?
Yeah.
Okay, but you would have a conversation then,
right? Of course,
right?
We did. We had a conversation after. He was cool.
That makes sense.
How long was the conversation? Like, how long?
The conversation after?
That's a short one.
So you were there?
Cannot see an after conversation taking more than like a few minutes. Like, hey. This shit happened. Y'all cool? Everything
but
all right?
Girls are weird though. Girls are mad because you have to understand that from the other's perspective, right? She was in that situation. Like she met me through him. I'm his friend also. You see what I'm saying? She decided to say, "I'm gonna give you a heads up with a FaceTime."
Don't you
ever dare FaceTime me about it. Swear to Jesus Christ.
Imagine if you FaceTime all
of I'm sitting there minding my own business.
I'm going to FaceTime him.
Nah, well, you can get shot at what you're going to
imagine.
I'm going to send him a text.
I'm about to do
imagine
it.
You're at home watching a movie or some shit. Suddenly you get a FaceTime like, hey.
No. You fucking minding your business watching fucking.
You're playing a board game or some shit. You're doing some random ass shit. And then you get a FaceTime. Duncan's name pop up
with the FaceTime sound. But we'll see how this goes. Jeff is having a little soiree soon, and then we'll see how these techniques are put into place if necessary.
We'll see if anything happens.
I'm not really on that though. I'm dealing with that. I'm recovering. I'm a recovering
alcoholic.
No, I'm recovering from a breakup, so I'm really on.
You all right, bro? Everything all right? Life's fine.
It's rough. I'm pulling through. Yeah, I don't think I'm ready for no wild shit yet.
No.
Vulnerable.
I don't believe this.
I'm not lying.
This is a tactic.
Is it?
Isn't it obvious?
Is it a tactic though?
This is the tactic.
Is it obvious?
I don't know what you're talking about.
This is the tactic.
Wow. This is sad, man. It's sad.
What's sad about it?
I'm going to rein myself in because I fucked up.
Life moves on.
Don't.
You remain focused. You develop yourself.
Don't even mention anything. You got
it. Go to a Jeff situation.
Yes.
Keep it low key.
Yeah, but that's the aim.
Is there alcohol?
What?
Are there drinks? Or are you just doing water?
No, alcohol.
Hold on. Let me have a conversation with my friend. Don't give me the jaw. Don't do all this that you do with your face. Let me talk to this. You ain't got no rosé or nothing?
No, we have some bottles of wine. You can bring a bottle of wine as well.
What time would it start?
I'll bring a bottle of wine.
4. And we just hang out. Like, the idea was... We're doing a podcast. The idea was for this to be a barbecue.
I want to know. I just want to know.
The idea was for this to be a barbecue, but the weather is kind of shit, so we would just hang out and eat some... Like, there will be food and all kinds of stuff.
Okay, cool.
So, like, a nice midday/evening thing.
I'll probably be hungover.
I'll leave the rosé alone.
Yeah, you will not escape without drinking.
My guy.
What are you talking about?
My girl.
Jeff,
works
you don't
in
want
Hodeka.
Me. You don't want me like that.
She loves to give everybody shots.
You don't want me on that. You really don't. Ooh. You do not want that from me. I'm telling you that right now.
By the way,
you know she's from the Eastern European side.
She knows how to get the good vodka
for you.
I don't want to see that.
By the way,
what?
You don't want me to
I'm
come
sleeping on the couch if because I ain't driving home.
Look at him. He already put himself in the situation.
I ain't driving home.
Make
no
sure,
problem.
Better
we
make sure
can,
you
we
don't
will
send
arrange
you,
some shit.
Send you a FaceTime.
What? Listen. Forget this FaceTime.
I'm not sleeping on the couch. I'm going back home.
How are you going to get back home? If it's 2 o'clock.
Get an Uber or whatever.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
That's what it was invented for.
Modern times. We can do all kinds
of
shit.
Yeah, but still.
Plus, what am I doing? Fuck at his place. Can't do that.
No.
Who said anything about...
That's one thing. Fucking at a friend's place is wild.
Intercourse.
I did.
This guy. Never mind. What did you say?
Fucking at a friend's place is just...
I had an interesting conversation.
I think it's a step too far.
It's interesting. I had an interesting conversation with a friend of mine once.
I don't think that's bad.
I'm not a big fan, though. Don't do that in my house.
No, exactly. Exactly.
But people do it.
But get this. No. But get this. If you do not have another option, yes, and it has to happen.
Don't fuck in my house.
No.
Like, listen, if there is no other option, I'm saying.
No.
I'm telling you no.
Listen, if I give you the heads up. If I give you a heads up,
don't give me the heads up.
FaceTime. See, No. I don't want
put that down. Don't give me a nod. Don't give me anything.
I'll have a conversation with you after. Yeah.
Then not definitely not after. There would have to be a very.
No.
Now this is the one where there needs to be a proper deliberation. We might need a mediator.
Yeah.
And definitely not. See, if it's the balcony or whatever, maybe we can. You know, fine. It is what it is.
Really, balcony.
Where else?
Not in my room. I'm telling you that right now.
I mean, let's say
you're not doing
room.
It in my kitchen, not in
let's
my
say you have a spare room.
Not in my.
I don't know.
What do you mean in your spare? Listen,
living room.
I'm not saying
maybe
I'm.
Although I'm not a big fan of kitchen. Kitchen is good.
What?
Bathroom. Bathroom is good because I can
clean
it.
Soap. Shower. You could.
Toilet.
You can go in there. You could do that. Yeah. No, I don't mind that.
Toilet bathroom. You get the toilet bathroom. We'll even give you the fucking.
Give me the spare room.
You get the storage where the washing machine is. Washing machines are great for fucking.
Yep.
I'll just turn
you
the
can, you
on
can use that
the,
one.
What?
No.
Turn the washing on.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. But see, I mean, do I spin the spare room.
Do a quick spin cycle.
Not fucking
a quick spin cycle and it will be.
No fucking. Not the spare
room. Like
no.
The spare room.
No.
I'm not saying the main one.
No, I'm not a big fan of.
Don't even step into the main.
What are you talking about? What's your hesitation? Like, what's the issue?
You can never step. Dude, so you can wait. Hold on. Stop for just 1 minute, please. You're going to let me fucking you in your house.
Okay, that's it. Because
let me warn you right now, buddy. You do not want my fucking in your house.
But get this.
You don't want what I'm going to do in your house.
But let's say.
You don't want it.
Let's say there's a situation, right? There's a situation and you can't really.
No, put the situation in your house, though.
No, forget that. I'm talking about
Uber is quick. Uber is quick. You'll be
talking about
Uber is quick. You'll be at home
forget
within
that,
10 minutes.
If it's the other way around,
but no, you lose the momentum. Then
you do lose momentum.
It's all about the momentum.
Momentum is important, Jeff.
So
yeah,
I understand.
Shit is hella awkward if you're in an Uber trying to
exactly
touch
what's
and feel
point?
While
the
Uber driver
what is the point?
The Uber driver is trying to talk about your evening, like how
that's what I'm talking about. Where you're from? Oh, okay.
Yeah,
No. It doesn't work. So what I'm saying is, let's say, you know,
balcony man.
No. What's in a blue moon? Like it happens, and then. You know, we can have a conversation after.
No.
Definitely not.
I'm gonna give you a heads up.
Don't give me a heads up.
I'm gonna legit cut you.
I'm gonna give you a heads up. Don't
give
me a heads up.
Before we can sort of discuss, but after.
No. But that's what I'm saying.
But you won't let me fucking yours. I want to talk about yours.
Forget about mine. I'm talking about yours. Yeah. So that would be impossible.
You don't want the girls that I'm doing in your house.
No.
Yeah, but we're talking about yours.
No, we're not.
The spare room.
Nothing
happened. I'm not talking about the main one.
Nothing's happening.
I would never disrespect the main one.
Listen. Okay, anyways. What else is on the docket? Because honestly,
You had an issue with, you had one.
We had a discussion.
You had a discussion, right?
Oh, yeah.
Duncan and I had a discussion, and we had to ask
you. You guys wanted to ask
your opinion as a objective third party.
Objective? I wouldn't say
he's
objective.
He's absolutely not objective at all. Not at all.
I'm just curious.
Let's say hypothetically, you're with someone in a relationship, long-term relationship. Let's say you get some money, you go buy a house. You bought the house with your money, just your money, all your money, money that you worked for. Please don't.
Wait.
You employed, you bought the house with your money. You done bought the house now. Your partner says, put my name on the lease. Your answer is?
No, but
no,
you're forgetting one thing. You're forgetting one thing.
You should have thought about You should have thought.
No.
You can fix it in post.
No, we.
You can edit it.
We've discussed this.
You can edit it.
Like,
you're gonna leave me hanging.
Hold
up.
What were you gonna say?
You were about
the
to.
Is, what did I mess up? One thing.
What did I forget?
The person got it from.
That doesn't
parents.
Make it different. Stop. That makes a difference.
That makes a huge difference.
Well, how does that make it different?
If I got it through her?
No. From your parents.
From your parents.
Your parents give you their house.
Oh, no.
What are you talking about? What's the difference?
Okay, no. Wait.
My parents give it to me or I work for it. It's mine still.
Yeah, no.
Both cases, same thing.
It would not even be my decision. My parents would say no.
That's what happened in the scenario that I was talking about too, actually.
So, yeah. Until then, I completely understand. And I completely...
If I buy it...
No, I wouldn't say completely agree, but I mean, I understand. Okay, let's say... Agree. But listen.
Watch him here now.
You escalated, though. No, wait. You escalated I'm curious. The situation, and you said, now they're thinking about buying... He's thinking about buying a new place.
Okay, you're right.
Right?
Wait.
That was the discussion.
You're right. Okay, so you pitched it then. I fucked it up.
They had the first place?
Let me try it again.
Yeah.
You have a long-term partner. Try it again.
I do.
Your parents give you a house.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She says, put my name on the lease. You say, no.
Yes.
Value of your parents' house goes all the way up. You say, I'm going to sell this house now. Mm-hmm. Right? And I'm going to buy a new house. Now, your parents' house, of which the value has gone up, you've lived there with your partner now all this time. She done lived there with you in this house.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You done lived together in this house. You're the only one on the lease. She asked you to be on this lease before. You said no.
No. Yeah.
Eventually, after some deliberation and struggle and conflict, she said, cool, whatever, fuck you then. I still love you, so we'll live in the house together.
Yeah.
So you live in this house now with your partner. Mm-hmm. The value goes up. Mm-hmm. You're like, I'm balling in this real estate game.
Yeah.
I'm going to sell this thing, take the profit, get a bigger house.
Yeah.
She now comes back. Now you put my name on the lease.
That's the thing. Okay.
That's the whole story.
That's the proper
scenario.
No, that is very different.
You guys are jokers. One of the first questions
would be, would you be able to put some in as well?
No, that is the answer. The answer is no. The answer is no in the scenario.
But
don't do that. I gave you your details. The answer is no in the scenario. Because that is easy.
Yeah, no. Because that would be my first question.
Easy.
Yeah. Then we do it.
But doesn't she have like any
I do want to remind you that I am coming over to your place on Sunday. And you have a partner, so just think about your answer.
Why do you think I'm extra quiet?
Let's release it next week. This one is nice.
My mind's like first instinct says to keep it at a no, but I'm not sure.
But why?
Because it's not my money. In my mind, it's not my money.
The fuck. What do you mean? Not your money?
Because it's still part of my parents' gift to me. So I don't see it as fully mine. I see it as a shared thing between me and my parents.
That's even more the reason to say no,
right?
Yeah, but that's why I would say no.
That's my
reasoning for saying
that's
no.
That's true. That's
because it's not just
that's one perspective.
It's history.
Perspective, yeah?
It's history in that money. It's history in the fact that I got that house and my parents gave that as an opportunity to me. So. For me, that would be...
Yeah.
It's in the family. It's family.
Exactly.
It's in the bloodline. Now you're passing it over to a different bloodline.
So, because...
It's not passing it over. It's just sharing.
No, because that was going to be my question as well. Like, what is the relationship exactly?
Okay, let's say... Because at the moment, they're not married, right? Or they are?
It's going there. I mean, it's a serious long-term relationship.
Okay, serious long-term relationship.
Yeah, but that's not married.
Let's say they get married. Does she get on the lease now?
No.
Still not.
I'm jaded.
No, I would.
That's weird. To be honest, that's where you start. That's weird.
Married is where we need to.
Okay. Can I talk my shit?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Listen, yeah.
I know you have wild thoughts.
Hold on now. I done bought me a house.
Okay. Wait. Before you talk your
I
shit.
I bought the
before
house.
You talk your shit, before you talk your shit. Because I still, you know, let's add something. This woman, because if I understood it correctly, this woman does not work. At, right?
That does, but she, the job is like menial compared to
okay,
doesn't
okay.
Account, the income.
Okay,
doesn't
so she does
much.
Work. She
that's
does
a job.
Work.
Yeah, definitely. Does have yeah, a job.
She does income. Work. Okay. So let's say
proper like job, just not.
So minimum income, yeah?
Yeah, like teacher.
Okay. Okay. Cool. Anyways, she does so she does make a little money, yeah? Let's say she puts some money in. Would that change the dynamic?
Yes. As soon as you put for me, as soon as you put some money in, doesn't matter how much. It's somewhat of a partnership. For you,
Here's what we're gonna do. Check this out.
Wow. He's different.
No, but watch this. Don't check it out. Don't check it out. No, but I told listen. This is a new year. I'm not
you're not messing around.
I have nothing to lose. I'm not paying for nothing. Watch this stuff. Check it out.
Okay.
Here's what we're doing. I pull my money together. Yeah. Watch this. I invest in this Bitcoin. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Price goes up. Boom. I buy a house flat. Just me.
Yeah, yeah.
I love you, so you can come and live in it. that is it. That is, I don't see how this is complicated. You see what I'm saying? I don't see what this is. You can come and live in it.
He's on different.
He changed, man.
Now, if you live in it,
yeah,
and then now the value goes up, and I sell it, yeah, and I now go, we get a new house, mm-hmm. yeah. I buy it with my money again. I go and you can come and live in it again.
Okay, but
if she puts in money while you're buying,
she can't put nothing in.
Who says she can't?
I talked to the real estate agent. They can't do that. It's a zoning issue.
Wow,
it's a zoning.
He's gonna say some shit like that.
That's a bullshit. Zoning. What does zoning have to do with
that? No, something with taxes. They passed the new law last year. Something with the taxes. I do understand
where you're coming from though. Like if you are putting somebody else's name on your place while and for some reason you break up, it's just a hassle.
Okay. No.
It's really a hassle.
Okay, wait. There's one scenario. Okay, go ahead.
See,
go ahead.
This is me. Maybe I'm being too rational here, but this is something you need to discuss and then also talk about, like, hey, we need to protect ourselves in case something goes wrong. It's not a doomsday scenario.
Prenuptial agreement.
She should have savings.
Yeah. You need to help her. She should have savings. Yeah, I think that.
Aren't you? Don't you have a shared bank account?
Check this out. Watch this. I buy the house where my money is mine.
Yeah, yeah.
You save a lot of money.
You don't pay a mortgage, and you're not paying rent. Yeah. You're rent free.
Yeah.
So what is your excuse?
Okay,
then?
But get this. Wait.
I'm getting it.
But this is what I mean.
Let me add a later.
What you would pay in a mortgage, save that, put that aside. Let me add a later. You go get your own shit together.
To me, this is exactly what you're saying. Is exactly why I say you need to have a conversation. This the person getting a house, and making sure that you don't have to pay rent as a partner. In a conversation, this should come up. Like, we are helping each other here. I'm helping you by doing this. And you can help me by
also,
being
how
better.
Rich am I?
Oh, wow.
That makes a big difference for me, too.
Okay, wait. Let me add one layer before you get into that, right? The layer is she does not work now in this scenario. You inherited a house, yes?
You're a wild
man. Wait. You inherited a house? The house went up in value?
Let me tell you something.
Wait. The house went up in value. You're selling the house, and now you're buying a bigger house, yeah? This woman has been by your side for this whole period, yes? What I'm saying is the basically Dr. Dre type of situation.
See,
Let me frame it differently. Isn't she allowed to at least, you know, reap the benefits of, you know, helping you achieve certain goals?
What did she show?
No. To me,
Hold on. I'm doing this.
Before you go,
you serious?
Okay, go.
No, go ahead.
Like, to me, there's a difference between wealth that just rises by itself and actually putting work in together. Like, if I work hard at a job and you support me by whatever cooking or just being helpful, whatever. I can see.
Yeah.
But if it is just money and wealth that accumulates because of past, because of history, family, it's different. It's different to me.
Nah. I'm saying nah all the way through.
I know you are.
I'm saying nah.
I know, but I mean,
y'all gonna make some unemployed homeless girl very happy one day. I'll tell you that for sure. Girls are gonna be very lucky
with
you.
I'm good. I'm not being anywhere near unemployed homeless girl.
Listen. I bought a house. I don't see it. To me, it's very simple.
I understand. I
bought it. I don't see it, man. Right? You said, yo, let me put half in. We buy it together.
Yeah.
I say, hey, nah. I'm buying a house myself.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So I have the house.
Yeah.
You can come and live it. Now, listen, if you're really balling like that, you need your own situation. Take your money. You can buy your own house. You can live next door.
Jeez.
And you have your house. Okay. You could do that too. Or you could put that money aside for when that happens. And then you
for
can
a rainy
go buy
day, basically.
All this to me.
If she's unemployed, now let's address your scenario. Now she's unemployed. She's living in my house rent free now.
Leeching.
Yes. Do you mean leeching? What are you talking about? Because this woman has, you know, helped you reach a certain. Okay.
We're going to address you because you are some. This helped you. This bullshit you're like doing. I'm investing in this Bitcoin by myself.
I know.
But I don't know what you're talking about.
All these years that the money has
accumulated,
been accumulating, she is just chilling.
No, what I'm saying, no, she hasn't been chilling. She's been taking care of the other side.
I told her.
Your mental state.
I told her. I told her about.
You're going for that.
Yes, being comfortable.
Okay. I told her about blockchain. She didn't want to hear it. I told her about blockchain. She didn't want to hear it.
Oh, this man.
This guy.
So now what do you want me to do?
This man.
So let's say she's been there from the beginning. And now, you know, like the Dr. Dre situation. She's been there from the beginning. And now...
That is some expensive tip sucking that you're talking about. So this tip sucking that you're doing, that's how much I'm paying. If I'm paying a whole house worth for this tip, so what kind of tip sucking is this? Big tip sucking.
Like legally.
Yeah.
I always get this, but she's been supporting you, blah, blah, blah.
But I believe
And then people always make it as if it's some fucking, you know, personal caterer, masseuse lady that comes in and just rubs your feet when you come home with oil. That ain't how it works, my guy.
How do you know?
How much time do you have? What are you trying?
We can talk about this the whole podcast.
Don't do this for me.
This is interesting.
No, come on. You guys, listen, it's all love.
Yes.
If I love you and you love me, then it's not an issue. You can live as much as you like, as long as you like. Do whatever you want. Right. And if you need something for yourself, we buy you a house. See, that's the funny thing. If I was rich like that, I'd just buy her own house then. Yeah, that's what she wants.
But that's not the point.
Why is that not the point?
So
am I rich or not?
You're okay. You're that guy.
Maybe 2 hours is a little much then.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Anyways, but let's say you're rich still. Like, why would you buy her a house if, like, you're a unit? If we break up, I mean.
Listen,
if you break up, that's not the aim, right?
No, the deal is, listen, we're together.
It's not the aim, but you should prepare for whatever happens.
You're saying, oh, well, what if something happens? I wouldn't have any security. I tell you, check this out.
I'm not even thinking about it.
Exactly your statement there. If something happens, I don't have security. That's what she says. Then I would say, in that case, you have all the opportunity right now to save as much as you can.
Yeah, that wouldn't be my argument, though. Like, when it comes to, when something happens, it would be more of the things we have.
Give her a Bitcoin.
This guy. Give her a
to
Bitcoin.
To me, it's also like if this whole money thing is more important, like if this is so important, like...
Like Jeff and his Dr. Philbag.
Nah, this should not be the most important thing in the relationship.
No, but
like
she can also say that to you, though.
She can also throw that one back at you.
I know.
What?
She can also throw that back at you.
No, but get this, though. Like, a house represents, like, you know, this.
Oh, you have that philosophy.
Like, that's the idea.
He's Republican. He's conservative.
Yeah, he's very conservative. Like, you're talking
gonna make
like,
a girl very happy one day. She's going to have trouble with me.
You talk like you could be on Rush Limbaugh's show right now.
You're going to do great.
Like, Fox News is not far.
I'm buying my own house and clean. And that's it. Just clean.
But it's like a house symbolizes family, right?
That's the dream.
I'm not saying you should give her
scot-free.
I'm not saying you should give half her money, but I'm saying give her...
In the classical sense of family, this is still part of it. Like, the man in the classical thing is supposed to be the person who buys the house.
The breadwinner, you mean?
The breadwinner and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, but I don't know if you don't put the woman on the...
on the leash.
You put though, you put them on the leash.
You put her on it.
You put her on a leash.
I don't know. I don't know what they did in those times.
If you,
but
I didn't live in that those times.
But like you never watched it. No, because okay, here's let me come your way a little bit. Why I do understand. If you're married. Okay, yes. You know what's different? You know where I would do it? Children. Then yes. I would do it.
100%.
But I was trying to avoid that conversation because that would be
kids,
easy. At least
kids and even a marriage
is different.
Kids and a marriage
that would be even weird for you not to.
No, because kids is important because then it's different.
Then it's
okay. How is it different?
Because then if something happens and I'm not here, she should have a house.
Yes.
To raise these kids in.
But let's say you decide not to have kids, and something happens.
You ain't raising no kids. What you need a house for?
Living.
Nah.
Existing really, after your, you know, passing.
This man sometimes talks so evil while not right? trying to talk evil.
No, look at his face. Look at his eyes.
You. Me.
Who else? Fuck. What are you talking about? Who else?
You ain't raising no kids. I give you a Bitcoin. You go about your way.
What you this talking man is about? Devil. What are you devilish. Like,
what do you mean devil?
Do you hear this guy?
I feel bad. No, but fuck y'all.
I'm the nice guy here.
No,
hold on.
Let me catch
both of you. Let me address both of you for a second.
Wait.
So, okay, you live with a girl, right? You put her name on the lease. Cool. Let's say something happens, you break up. Now you have this whole hoopla. You see what I'm saying? Now you have to hold it, have this whole deliberation. You fucking finesse her with the better lawyer. She goes out with nothing. I'm giving her a Bitcoin to take with her. I'm saying, listen,
who's
I'll give you
who?
Something
like, what,
to get.
Who's finessing
how are you
who?
Doing like, it then? Who's staying in the house?
What do you mean 50-50? What are you talking about?
You breaking the house down 50-50, you giving it.
No, but I mean, there's ways.
But
like,
you can do, okay, but, okay, but
like,
how is it different from what I'm saying? I'm saying I'll do the same thing. I'm just not going to give you the house.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you can.
But if it happens, I'll give you the 50.
The worth. Yeah. Exactly. Okay.
It's just you have to take
the value of the house, for example, or half of the value. Yeah,
you have
cool.
to take my word for it, is what it is.
You have to have a Bitcoin
wallet.
Yeah. That's
like,
what you're saying.
People are, like, they get divorced or spiteful.
She needs to get a ledger wallet to accept the payment.
We've noticed that.
I'm not.
We've noticed through this conversation.
We're not doing
that
this.
It's not the case.
Saint the shit that I'm doing.
Wow.
You joking.
Wow.
The fact you're joking. That we're not gonna go into my situation, but I'm a saint. You joking. We can go into it after this, but you are lying. shit I'm doing out here.
just do this. The whole situation that you guys described from the outset, it's an interesting one because this is something that you will run into at some point anyways.
Mm-hmm.
If you just are gonna own something at some point, like if you live together with a person from the outset or later, they will want to get on the lease or they will think that it's a good idea, and then you need to have a conversation about that. I think either can work, but I don't know.
Here's what I do. If she really pushes it, I let her on the lease. Check this out.
Oh, he's gonna finish.
No, well, hold on now. I put her on the lease.
And then what?
But then she paying.
You have to pay. Like her percentage. Like
yeah, some
what
percentage
what
of
she
the
could,
money.
Yeah,
but that's regular.
That saves me some money. I put that aside.
Yeah.
Buy me a secret house somewhere else.
I knew it.
What's the point?
I knew it.
This guy.
I knew that he's going to do
something. Secret department somewhere far away. Different state, different country maybe.
Some shit a loft goes, or something.
Yeah.
He's going to rent it out.
All the rich white dudes
rent it out.
All the
contracts that he can kick people out as soon as possible.
Rent it out, make profit. If anything ever happens, boom. Duck,
this nigga.
Dip off.
I'm much rather.
I gotta have a plan B. But, you see how they're doing me right now.
But I'm much rather of that strategy. Like I buy a house, you buy a house, and we try to get to rent one of those out, so we can both reap the benefits of that rented house, and we can live in the other one. I would try to go for something
that's
like
a
that.
Romanticized idea.
I know
I mean.
it is, but it would be the ideal situation.
But you renting it out, but you giving her half of the profit as well.
Yeah.
He's a good guy.
She ain't studied no real estate, nothing.
I didn't study real estate. I didn't know shit.
Oh, well, hold on. Who talked to the agent? Who went and looked at houses?
Depends on the situation. I have no idea.
Who looking at the housing market price? Is she putting in the work?
In this situation, I would assume yes. I would assume yes.
I'm thinking ideal,
perfect situation.
You got your dime situation. I ain't seen none of that before. So,
this man is jaded. What else happened to you?
Play us Essence. Boom.
Oh,
is, if, let's do it.
Do we even have?
Yeah, we have time. We have plenty of time.
You are you ready for
segue? Wizkid hit song featuring Thames, and now somehow also Justin Bieber requested.
Yeah, that is Jeff's situation.
Jeff DM'd Wizkid and said, "Yo, you know what we need on this one? You know who we need on this one?
Wow. We will most likely cut most of."
Just give me the JB.
This, yeah. And not, yeah.
Just give me the JB verse. Are you pushing up on me? I can tell that you want me. Let me show you how it's gonna be. You don't need no other body. You don't need no other body. Only you can hold my body. Only you can hold my body. Thank you. Thank you.
I've heard enough.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Why are we?
Thank you.
Why are we doing this?
Thank you.
Yes. Jeff, no. Yes. Stop. Stop. Stop it. right there.
Please, I'm gonna let you do it.
Explain yourself.
Why should I? Whiskey should explain
Jeff,
himself.
Jeff, explain yourself.
Whiskey should explain himself. Because he allowed this.
No, but
this
you liked it. No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Listen to the explanation.
Honestly, I don't like the idea of this.
Apparently
happening.
Apparently you do.
No. I don't want Justin Bieber anywhere near Afrobeat. He has been doing this too much. For some reason.
What do you mean? He's done this before?
No, he's been trying to get in with the Martin Luther King on the beginning of his album.
All that kind of shit.
He's been trying very hard. And to this day, I don't know why he's really trying that hard, but he did this.
Because it's popping, out. That's why.
It's what?
It's popping
for him. Yeah,
but no, like the music.
Yeah.
Yeah, but listen, this is just unnecessary, is what I feel about this.
Yes.
This is just
it's more
who,
than unnecessary.
Who asked for this?
Nobody.
Was it you?
No.
Are you sure?
No.
Someone asked for this.
I'm not. I thought.
You know someone that asked
probably.
For this.
Probably.
Who asked for this? Because that's what. How
I,
is this?
I thought Made in Lagos was perfection.
I don't understand.
To me, Made in Lagos as it was perfection. I didn't need anything extra. I didn't need anything less.
I don't know.
It was perfection. This is some extra bullshit that
it's
he
just
did.
It's not necessary.
It sounds okay. It's not.
No, you loved it. That's what you send a text. You loved it.
It does not sound okay.
I don't think he sounds bad.
Listen, he's not.
I don't love this.
Okay,
I don't want this.
Let's be very clear about something.
I think you should work on your eardrum.
Let's be very clear on something. He's Justin Bieber can sing, right? He knows how to make music. So he's not going to sound bad, quote unquote.
That's what I meant.
However, again, if you take fucking...
He doesn't fit.
Adele, okay, and put her on a 504 and song. I like Adele, and I also like 504. But you see, this doesn't mean this is going to work. That doesn't mean they're not a good artist or don't know how to make music. This is not necessary. Yeah. This is how I look at this.
Yeah.
It's just out of...
It just feels.
Bucket. He shouldn't have touched that hook. No one ever in life should touch that hook.
I was so surprised.
The way Thames did that hook, don't touch it. Leave it as it is. No one touched that hook.
Thames did it so
perfectly. Whiskey didn't even touch that hook.
No. Right?
Just Thames did it and that was it.
He stepped away. Why are you doing that hook?
So explain to me. Why?
No. I have no idea.
Label? Who is it? Who is this? Because I'm not putting this on Whiskey. I don't think it was Whiskey's idea. That was my theory. That was my deep dive. I don't see how this is his idea.
I don't know.
With shit like this,
I don't know. He has been.
Because the thing is,
doing
the thing
stuff
is,
like
you,
this.
You should get this though. Because but Davido, what I see with Davido is trying to mingle with these American artists. He appeared on.
No guy's trying to mingle with American artists.
No, but he already did that. That was a few years ago.
He did it on this album.
Yes.
Yeah, no, but what I'm saying is Davido has been mingling.
Beautiful
like
song,
these man. last couple of years has been trying to mingle with these American artists, and you see this more frequently, like the features, like Davido being featured on Chris Brown. And,
that's right. Yeah.
Trey Songz recently, like his album, he was on Trey Songz's album as well. Good song, by the way. What I'm saying is, I think. He's trying to do that as well.
He's trying to bridge the gap in some kind of way.
No, Wizkid. Doing that again. Because he did that a few years ago.
Okay,
with the sounds from the what was it?
Sounds from the other side.
Sounds from the other side.
I did not like that one.
It was interesting. It was interesting.
It really was.
It wasn't as best, but I mean, it was interesting.
It was unnecessary.
It was interesting though.
Here's my.
A few songs were good.
I don't remember which ones. Listen,
the one with Drake.
There really wasn't. That one was up. I think the collaboration with African artists and Western artists is always a tricky one.
It's very tricky.
I like it. I don't like this, but I like it.
Most of the time.
Okay, wait, hold on. Dustin, you like it. Tell me, which one do you like?
Yeah.
I would say 9 out of 10 times it fails.
What?
I would say 9 out of 10 times it doesn't work well.
Yeah, but I mean, what I like is, for example, Omarion with T.Y. Savage. I like that song.
I really like that one.
It was a good song. It was actually a pretty good song. You have, let's see. I have a list.
9 out of 10 times it doesn't. It's a tricky thing to do correctly. Like it's a short list. It's a short list of songs. I'm like, that worked out well. Wizkid did it on this album, but with this album, it's
and
also
what's
it's
his. Artists, are we talking about like any of them, or are we talking about specifically American artists?
No, just Western artists as well, because also, when they call...
MHD and Wizkid was a good combo.
I agree with...
MHD. The French one.
That's different.
Yeah, that's what I said. That's why I asked.
All right, question. Yeah, but the UK...
Because MHD also means
UK
Afro.
And the Afrobeat, the Nigerian artist.
That's the same thing to me. That's the same... That's
so you don't make a difference. I wanted to check with that, because I think that always works, but you think it's the same thing?
That makes sense. It's when you start getting me her and Ed Sheeran.
Nobody asked you to bring that guy up, yeah?
Chris Martin and Justin Bieber.
The Chris Martin one. I forgot.
But this is the same thing.
That was all the way left field. That was left field.
What is left field?
No, the Chris Martin with
but it's the same
Verna.
As this.
Yeah.
It's just, what are you doing here
in this track list?
So it's a thing of like, it requires a certain... It was also, I also didn't like Davido and the Nas and Hit Boy. That was very off. Davido and Baby was off.
I'll be honest, Davido could has some leeway though. Like there's a level of...
Not the one with Nas. That was so off, bro.
I understand that one.
The Nicki Minaj one was good. I thought that one was good. I thought Nicki Minaj one was good.
It was okay.
I thought Shopping Spree is one of my favorite songs on that album.
Yeah,
Shopping Spree is very good.
Summer Walker, right? Was that?
No, that's the other one. That's Dolce & Gabbana. That one's also very good. So you can do it. I'm not saying you can't do it, but
that's what I'm saying. He could do that.
But it also depends on which Western artist you get. That's the point I'm
going to. Yeah, definitely.
Okay,
yeah.
If you get... someone like a Nicki Minaj, or you get someone like Chris Brown has shown that he knows how to do it, right? If you get someone like any of the UK artists that already, they pretty much do this, right? Dave could do it, Skepta can do it. They make those kind of songs themselves also, right? In that, like, it's a movement there, right? That makes sense. But when you go far away to go and get someone that has nothing to do with this, that's where it starts to get...
It feels off.
I understand.
You see what I'm saying? It's not they seem. And that what bothers me about this is you have this genius album, this masterpiece of an album by a great artist, international star. It's a fucking hit. This song is a big fucking hit.
This song is everywhere.
You could have gotten anybody.
Anybody, yeah.
Explain. You could have gotten anybody.
Don't ask me.
Why don't you call Chris again? Just let Chris do it. Try it again with Drake, even. Fuck it. Give that another shot.
On this? No, I don't want Drake near this.
I would rather have him than Justin Bieber. I would rather have him than Justin Bieber.
You met Controller?
No.
Well, I mean, the Drake thing. Drake makes great songs. But when he did the Come Closer thing,
there are way more songs on this album that he could have tried something like this with.
No, there aren't. No, there aren't.
That would be more okay with.
Like
Essence.
Which one? What do you want to go and put Justin Bieber on this album, Jeff?
No, not Justin Bieber, but somebody from America, American
singer.
Why didn't he call
shit that he did on Brown Skin Girl, maybe you call Beyonce, ask very nicely.
Ooh, that could, no.
Who knows? Yeah,
it might.
You miss 100% of the shots you don't take? Fuck it.
It would work.
Like, why? Of course it would work. I don't know if she would do it. I don't know if she would do it. That's the issue.
Sonically, it sounds good. It sounds good.
She would totally kill it. She would kill it. It's just, would she do it? Is the question. But you could have asked. Who knows?
That Brown Skin Girl. You've heard. Yeah.
That Brown Skin Girl is damn near Grammy nominated, I think, almost.
Yeah.
Fuck it. Right? Could have got, at my point, you could have gone so many other people you could have asked. This is such a long list.
I understand. No, I'm with you.
They say this Georgia Smith girl's kind of cool. Could have called her.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
I'm not on it, but they say she's all right.
I'm good on that.
It would be too much of a different vibe.
Isn't this sort of her thing? Isn't this direction?
Yes, it is.
Slower.
No. But she's
slower. This man here does a whole fucking different genre. We're talking about slower. This guy doesn't even fucking speak any of this language. What are you talking about?
Did Georgia Smith drop a song with what's his face again? Burna Boy. Like, it was a good song.
Yes, she did. Yeah,
it was a good song. Because of Burna, but still, good song.
That was because of Burna, and it was way more up-tempo.
Yeah?
Jeff, this man over here made baby, and you're talking to me about up-tempo. This man has no business in this in this all at all. All
right. I completely understand you, but there's an extra layer to this.
What is the extra layer to this?
He's dropping a full deluxe album of Made in Lagos.
I'm really very scared.
I'm good on that.
If this is the signal, that's what I was about to talk about. Why did they do this?
Someone really needs to explain this to me. He has four new songs coming.
Because of the success.
Wait, hold on. Is there a track list?
No.
Oh, so, Jesus Lord. Thank God.
He has four new songs?
He's dropping.
He has four new songs coming. There will be four songs added to Made in Lagos, and the first one is this one, the Essence song that we just heard.
That really hurts, man. That actually hurts.
And there's three other songs coming.
New songs or remixes?
Nobody knows.
I'm terrified. Why do they do this? Like, we're gonna have a serious conversation about this one day. But prolong it differently.
Yeah, this is not it. This doesn't.
But that's how artists do it. Though.
This doesn't feel right.
I don't get why they do it. And that's why I'm gonna say it. That's why I rate Davido, because what Davido does is he'll get them young boys.
I don't do this.
I will say it. He'll get the young boys from the sound that make that kind of music and give them a shot. You getting Justin Bieber, all that, these people have nothing to do with this. It sounds off.
That would definitely have been the perfect
move. That's my point. Why doesn't he do it now?
Yeah,
He better do it on the next four that apparently are coming.
Three instead of four.
I swear, if I fucking see another Ed Sheeran, anyway, I'm going to be pissed.
Yeah, no.
Because you know he's going to put Ed Sheeran on. The day Ed Sheeran is on that.
You know Ed Sheeran called him.
You know Ed Sheeran called him.
Let me be on Smile.
Oh, you know Ed Sheeran done recorded all kinds of verses. Ed Sheeran made his own Made in Lagos. Made in Ireland or whatever.
Put me on Gyrate. I want to be on Gyrate. I want to have a verse
at the
end.
Hey.
It's like, you can't touch that type of shit if you're not from it. I'm just going to say it. You can't.
It's different.
Isn't there a Sheeran dropped a music video?
Come on.
Was it T.O. Wayne?
I saw some shit like that. It was horrible.
It was a horrible song.
He was dapping up some grime artist, and I thought, like, why?
You need to sit down and explain this to me one day very carefully.
Like this situation with T.O. Wayne, these type of things.
These artists that somehow they're doing, and it's the ones that are doing well.
Afrobeat is moving
so well.
Grime and Afrobeat are moving in such a way that you cannot ignore it anymore. That's why.
No, I mean the other way around. Why are the Grime and Afrobeat artists saying, hey, you know what? This one's missing.
Ed, but get this.
We need Ed on it. Call Ed. We need Ed on this one.
What do you think Ed has? Ed has a whole demographic you haven't touched even.
That one time during the tour that they can come up on the stage and do that
right?
verse,
exactly.
It's different.
Let me tell you this. It's one of those things that I find to be a common misconception, because everyone says that. Okay, in hip hop, you also see it. In the States, you see it.
Yeah.
I think I find it to be a misconception, because everyone says that, oh, but they have a different demographic. How often does that actually work? Honestly,
barely.
It never really works in practice.
Why do you think? What are you saying?
How many examples do you have where it actually works?
It used to work.
It doesn't work that way.
It used to work, people,
especially when you go that far left field and when you do it very often. If you do it once in a while, like okay, Tupac gave us Ghetto Gospel with Elton John, fine. Every once in a while,
yeah.
But overall, it doesn't work when you go the other way around.
They're all trying to catch that one. That Linkin Park, Jay-Z collab, all those kind of crazy ones that one time pop off and get crazy.
Jay-Z gave us Beanie Siegel, so he can go sit down with Linkin Park if he wants.
Yeah, but
this is a different type of...
They're all trying to get that one, and the only time that actually those kind of things worked was when hip-hop and R&B did it. Basically the same.
It's the same.
But that's the only time when it worked. For some reason, they're still trying to chase that.
No, but it depends on the artist. No, no, but it also depends on the artist. Because if you have an artist that has an album that is critically acclaimed,
it's Burna Boy and Chris Martin.
Okay, forget that one.
Yo, that one is
Burna Boy. It's Burna Boy and Sia.
When was that?
What music video is he talking about? He knows which one. He knows.
Stop.
It's Burna Boy and Sia. There's so many examples. It's David have done it too. Nas and Lil Baby.
I forgot about this one.
And then you have help me. Western artists also do it. You have fucking.
I'm not helping you out.
Oh, who did this? It's not him. It's even Western hip hop artists that then go and get some.
It's bad.
Like a Justin Bieber or Stormzy and Ed Sheeran. Is that?
You have had them all.
Katy
Perry and Migos.
Okay, here's why I even understand that one a little bit. Listen, if I'm the Migos, right, and Katy Perry calls and she needs she got a bag.
But she was bigger. She was bigger at the moment, though.
No, but also I'm going there to pick up a bag. That's different. That's different to me.
Bringing them in is...
This is my... You bringing them in to do your thing. That's the part. I find that a big difference. If they calling you to just do a verse, you're a rapper, just come do a verse, do a thing. If Justin called Whiskey to go do a thing, fine. Then go do it. Go get your money and come back home.
Y'all think this was an exchange?
What exchange and what? Like, you mean that Whiskey is going to be on an album?
At some point.
There's always this exchange of
That would be the only thing that makes sense to me now thinking about it. If this was an exchange, it would make somewhat of some sense. Just like Drake and Whiskey had that exchange.
Wasn't a very fair one, though.
It was not very fair, but yeah, it could be.
I don't know.
Even if it is, this is foul.
It's not,
sad.
And I'm just saying, like, I just rarely see it. Like, the artists that I see where these kind of things work is where they go the other direction, where they go maybe more indie. They do a feature with someone that's more indie or more upcoming or more underground than them, and then it has the edge. Mm-hmm. That's why Drake keeps songs with Rick Ross.
Yeah.
He has to give us a Rick Ross song every 1 or 2 years. He has to. You see what I'm saying?
I appreciate it, though.
Different. Of course you appreciate it. We all appreciate it. That's the point.
Yeah, it's just different.
Definitely.
But if Drake goes sitting out with Ed Sheeran, I'm not fucking with that. I'm not fucking with that at all. I don't need a Drake Justin Bieber feature either. I don't need none of that.
That already happened, right? Or not? No, don't tell
me. No, it might probably be somewhere. Yeah, it might be somewhere that I don't know about, but I don't need it.
I don't need it.
I just don't need it.
It probably happened on a Khaled song or something.
I don't see the efficacy. People make this argument. But David, I don't see the efficacy of it. I really don't.
Okay, I only want to really see it don't. On a Khaled tape. On a Khaled tape, you can do whatever you want. You can mix it whatever you want. You can do some wild shit. It's fine.
I don't know. The last one was weird, man. Really
moving.
Similar reason.
The last one was not moving, but he can do. You can
there do a few songs
on that tape. On that tape, you can do whatever you want. Like he took
some very random people. Yeah.
It's fine.
It's bad.
Like there, it's fine, but. Outside of it, it needs to make sense. The pairing needs to make sense. It can sound fine, but it's not. This is not gonna.
My whole issue with that tape is how you gonna waste Jay-Z and Nas on a song. How you gonna put Jay-Z and Nas on a song and not give us the best song of all time or something like that, or somewhere in that range at least? You gave us a Jay-Z and Nas song that was kind of meh. It wasn't even their fault.
It was not their fault.
It was everything else, really.
They did
as much as they could do with the material you gave them. That's all I'm saying about that. But hey, man, this is trash.
Yes,
I hope it doesn't happen again. Yeah. And I hope that this is where it...
This one is going to, for some reason, move more than the original.
I want to hear...
You know that's going to happen?
What the fuck are you talking about? What did he say?
Stop it.
You need to wash your mouth.
This one's going to move even more than the previous one.
No, it won't. I don't believe it.
We'll see.
Because it's garbage.
Yeah, we'll see the numbers.
We'll see in a few weeks.
It doesn't make sense.
Fam, not everything is clout. Quality also still plays a role.
If the shit
and
is
trash. Definitely the people that that actually listen to this.
Yeah, but it's not the people that actually listen to it that will probably.
My God.
I'm tired of you. I'm tired of your takes. I'm tired of your takes. I'm tired of your
You
takes.
Know, I'm done. I'm done. I'm done.
I'm tired of your takes.
All right, let's wrap this up.
I want to see, when is it coming out?
It's for pre-order.
Do we even? For pre-order.
What?
I don't need to see what the fuck you do.
No, no, but listen, listen. We just saw a video on people that, you know, tell you that's going, they're going to drop in whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever date, and they don't drop that date.
Yeah,
so it doesn't actually matter.
Nigeria. We're in Corona. Nigeria, they have a different time zone, so maybe.
Yeah, exactly. And last time, oh yeah, but that was another, that was another reason.
Maybe they might
didn't drop.
Might, they might do that. I want to see Bella Shmurda on this.
I don't know.
It's an Afrobeat. You need to listen to the young, the new Afrobeat artists are doing well.
Send me shit.
Bella Shmurda, he knows. Tell, if I'm saying that. Yeah. Bella Shmurda's killing shit. Omalay is killing shit. Ajibo Hustlers.
Omalay is dope.
Omalay is dope.
That Ajibo Hustlers tape you send, that shit is fire.
That's the kind of people. Put them on the fire. You calling Justin Bieber for what?
That tape that he sent, that is different. That's some good shit.
You need to feed the soil, man. Give these young kids a fucking let them fuck it. They're killing it. That's my thing. That's all I want to say. That's my take on this. We'll see where it goes. Anything else important? Anything else we're missing? Or are we out of here?
Nah,
we out of here.
That's not much. Kanye's doing some bullshit. We're still waiting on Drake. Nas dropped King's Disease 2. And other than that.
That was sick.
It
hit number one on the Billboard.
Yeah.
That's it.
We need to, we're going to listen to that a little bit more and then we
we'll
might come back.
We could do a deep dive anytime.
Because that
deep dive we could do
anytime. We need to, that Lauryn Hill verse, we need to listen to that
deep
and
dive, deep dive.
Talk about
been,
that.
I've only been doing crypto. So all right.
Thank you for listening. We were the Three Angry Men. I'm Jeffrey.
Duncan.
Oliver.
And we will see you next time. You can find us on Spotify, iTunes, SoundCloud, and everywhere else where podcasts are being played. And you can reach us on Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and other social media platforms. Let us know what you want to...
You've been practicing.
Let us know what you want us to talk about. And we'll get back to you. Peace.